Ann Arbor Mayor John Hiefcha says for several years, it seemed like the state legislature has been constantly passing down cuts, but he thinks, with the economy improving, Michigan communities have weathered the storm. Hiefcha says Ann Arbor in particular benefited from millions of dollars and hundreds of jobs connected to local construction projects.
When we look back at the height of the recession, the U of M was doing some tremendous construction in town, pumping millions and millions of dollars, I mean hundreds of millions of dollars, into the local economy. The city had a couple of projects going on, the underground parking structure, the police courts building we had to build when the county moved the juvenile courts into their courtroom. The university built a big dorm, and then you had the stadium work, I think I mentioned that. But then you also had private construction coming in to really help us here at the end of the recession.
Hiefcha says the city faces challenges connected to transportation, congested roads, and parking issues as the number of jobs increases. He says the growing tech hub along Liberty is helping to attract 25 to 40-year-olds to the city, a population segment that Ann Arbor has long struggled to fill. He says in addition to adding vibrancy, this younger demographic can also help the city handle the transportation issues.
People in that younger age cohort are not interested in commuting to work in a car. They want to use transit. They want to live in close to where they work. They want to be around other people. And it's just a different mindset. And, you know, people are delaying the age when they get their driver's license in large numbers. So all of those things are heading up a generation that is going to get out of their cars.
Hiefcha says the city will continue to see some high-density developments in the downtown, but there are limits because about 40% of the area can't be redeveloped because they're historic districts. The Ann Arbor-Ypsilanti Regional Chamber plans to focus on attracting and retaining young people at the Impact 2013 policy event in the fall. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.